email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you're listening to the show yesterday, you'll have heard me mention that iconic Donegal soft drink, Football Special. And we were talking about it because it's going to be available in Lidl stores nationwide from September the 19th. Well, Seamus MacDade is Managing Director of the company and he joins me now on the line from Donegal. Good afternoon, Seamus.
Afternoon, Ray. How you doing?
Not too bad. What generation are you of the MacDades making Football Special?
I am the fourth generation. So it was family, the business was established by my great-grandfather.
And why the name and why the product?
Well, the product came from originally we were a grocery wholesaler that came, then became a drinks wholesaler that ended up bottling for Guinness back in the 60s. And at the same time as the business was flourishing, my grandfather and his brothers were setting up, were involved in setting up Swilly Rovers Football Club, which is the local club in Remelton here. Mm. And the club was very successful, won a couple of FAI Cups in the 60s, and they wanted to create a product that they could celebrate successes with Swilly Rovers by filling the cup with a non-alcoholic beverage. So Football Special was developed.
Uh-huh. Now, I was introduced to a Football Special through my wife, Jenny. They used to holiday there as children. She told me her story, and you can correct her if she's wrong, was that it was made to look like beer. So I'm looking at a bottle of it now, and it looks the same colour as an ale. So that when they, and I'm going to open it up, when they got it as children, oops, and they put it into a pint glass, I know, it's hard to get the top off it, and I have a pint glass here, and then it, oh yeah, you see, and there's a head on it, so it looked exactly the same as what the adults were drinking. Is there any truth in that?
Yeah, well, there is some truth to it. So obviously we would claim that we're like this, the original 0% beer. We wanted something that was, you know, so the players wanted to celebrate with something that was beer-like, that was non-alcoholic.
Yes,
so
yeah.
This product was developed and the foamy head came along with it. And that, yes, it does. When poured out, it looks like, it's very similar to a pint of Smithwick's.
Yes.
And yes, many people would have memories who holiday in Donegal or locals here, that it would be very traditionally served in a pub setting.
Now, you're reluctant to describe the flavour of Football Special. Why so?
Well, the real mystique around it is what everybody has lots of different connotations about what they think it is. So it's seven flavours mixed together and they're a tightly guarded family secret. So, you know, it's there's only a couple of us know the recipe. We're not allowed to fly in the same aeroplane and all this kind of thing. So it's very closely guarded. And we're going to run a competition now along with the launch into Lidl, that people can, there'll be a QR code in the bottle where they can scan it and they can describe what flavour they think it is. And the most colourful will win a year's supply of Football Special. So we love to hear the large gambit of what people think it tastes like. And once people are enjoying it, I'm happy enough with whatever flavour they taste.
And Seamus, is this the first time it's going to be available nationwide?
Yeah, so this is the first time we'd have a full nationwide coverage. The first time you can walk into a shop in Kerry or Belfast or Wexford and you'll be able to get it. We've had lots of independent retailers over the years in little pockets of the country that have been really, really good at supporting us. And we've always had brilliant coverage throughout the county in Donegal here. But this is the first time we've ever done something like this. So it's, you know, it's an amazing opportunity for us and it's brilliant that Lidl have kind of trusted in us to put our brand on their shelves. Now, the thing that I would say to all our fans out there is it's on sale from the 19th of September until stocks last. So we'd really encourage all of our Donegal diaspora around the country to get in and buy it as quick as we can so that Lidl will put us on the shelves full time.
I see. You're part of the Lidl Kickstart Supplier Development Programme and it's a temporary thing, is it? Or it's an experimental thing?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so there's 40, I think, odd suppliers who are going in. So they've given all of us an opportunity to put ourselves on direct their network of stores. So you know, it'll be how the sales go then dictate how well it goes. So I say we just encourage people to get in and buy a bottle as quickly as we can and show that all the times that I'm trying to all the successes we've had in Donegal is replicatable around the country.
And what's become of that lovely, the original building in Remelton? I've passed by it a number of times on the way to Rathmullen over the years with the red and the stone. Is that still there? And what's in it?
So Yeah, that building's still there. It's kind of just a vacant warehouse. It's no longer in our family's ownership anymore. Right. Our other building where the soft drinks factory would have been is just about 200 metres down the road past that. So that's still our HQ. And closer, and on the Keener Mountain there, we have another little space where you can come and see the history of Football Special and get a Football Special ice cream. And we sell a little bit of merchandise over the summers there. So we have a little space not too far away from that. So, you know, Remelton is still very much the home of the business.
And I don't detect a Donegal accent there. So you'll have to explain yourself, Seamus MacDade, fourth generation.
Yeah. Well, I spent a lot of my life in Dublin. Like all family businesses, my father would sporadically fall out with his father. So he would leave the business for a period of time and go to Dublin to take a work up, and then he'd come back to the family business. So me and my sisters were always sort of half growing up in Donegal, half in Dublin. So I never got a lovely Donegal accent. So it's a bad sales technique when I'm selling something as famous as Football Special.
And you did sports agency for a while as well.
That was in my former life. Yeah, I was a sports agent. That was my original kind of goal before I got working in the family business. So I used to started off by recruiting GAA players to go and play Aussie Rules football back in the mid 2000s when that was really starting to kick off. So that was my first career before then. But I always had a love for the family business. I always wanted to get back involved in the family business. So just waited until the time was right.
And you were saying that a lot of businesses around the country bottled Guinness because they didn't have the distribution network that they would have now. And as a result, they had the machinery. And then in your case, you made Football Special. I'm imagining that Tenora down in Cork was the same type of story. So would there have been similar products all over the country, do you know, Seamus?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm sure now you're going to get a bunch of texts from people who remember Calvin Cola and people who would remember Big Brother down in Wexford. There was Dry No Drinks in Leitrim. All over the country, really, there was local soft drinks, and a lot of them would have come from either being a Guinness bottler, really, would have been where a lot of us would have got our start. And where the real uniqueness of Football Special really is obviously it's a unique flavour. So it's not just a cola or an orange, which gives us a serious, you know, point of difference. But also it's just that we're still around and we're still around really because of the loyalty of consumers in Donegal. So people have just continued to buy our product throughout the generations, and that's what's kept us around. There would have been small soft drinks brands all over the country, but you know, a lot of them have gone away or are no longer independent, and we're still standing. And that's, again, just real testament to Donegal's free spirit, I guess.
Exactly. I was going to call it the defiant spirit of County Donegal, which we've seen in elections over the years and referenda, haven't we? And now we see it in Football Special. So there you go. Well, brilliant. So 19th September is the day, and you're hoping that people will go into their local Lidl's and purchase football. I'm sure there'll be a lot of curiosity purchases anyway, if nothing else, Seamus.
There will, I'm sure there will, and we have a lovely American style ice cream soda and an exotic pineapple going in as well. So if you think Football Special is still, you know, a little bit out there, try one of them first flavors first, and then come back in the next day and buy a bottle of Football Special.
And finally, banana.
And banana, of course, yes. Now banana's not available. That was too out there for the Lidl buying team. But banana is a huge seller of ours in Donegal. And obviously, you know, the tropical climes of Donegal are perfectly suited to a banana soft drink. So
Seamus MacDade, thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. Good luck on everything. Thanks, Seamus.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.